Hello and welcome to the Netzpolitik.org podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl. Today I have the first time a co-moderator. Her name is Maike Richter. And our guest today is Fernanda Weiden from Brazil, from the Free Software Foundation Latin America. Fernanda, why are you involved in free software?
Well, in the beginning was strictly technical reasons, and one of the things that I figured out in the very early times when I started to get involved with computers is that I thought computer machine relations are a bit too cold for me, and I found in free software like human is like a human motivation and human relations moving technology, which I think is really cool. And also the fact that free software put like the people interest on with priority at first place than corporation priorities or objectives within technology. The people is what matters, and I think that's fantastic.
So you come from Brazil. For us as West Europeans, we always think about that Brazil is the free culture nation. It seems like that. Is it really a free culture nation?
Well, I've been to few countries by now because of my involvement with the free software community. And what I can say is not that Brazil is already a free culture nation, but in the way of getting in that point, Brazil is at least starting to walk in that direction. We have a lot of things going on with free software, free culture in Brazil, and I think that's fantastic because for me, that I've been interested on politics before getting interested on free software, and my country was never known or recognized or never had a voice in the global IT scenario. And now we have, because we are trying to give our people access to culture, to technology in general, trying to find alternative ways that give us a chance to really participate as main actors, not as customers or as non-important members of the digital society, and I think that's really cool.
You are one of the co-founders of the FSF Latin America. What are the goals of your organization or network?
Well, the FSF network, we are trying to build an international network of free software foundations to defend the values of freedom in the digital age, which are the freedoms of free software. So the Free Software Foundation Latin America is still in the building steps. We are trying to learn how to build an organization, which is the best model to make it work in Latin America. These kind of things. We have been working already for 2 years, and we are still in process, like to knowing and defining what will be the FSF in Latin America. But we already know that the goal is like to defend and show the people the values of freedom before companies or governments take those freedoms away of them. So we try to talk about the more important thing, that the freedoms that now in the scenario of digital society, where information society, where everything needs a computer and need connection to the network and all these things to work, we try to show people how important it is to be an equal part in the society and not be in a position of people deciding which is your role in the society. So being able to participate and choose where you want to be in this new scenario is very important. That's what we try to show people.
So Prezzl takes big steps to support free software, free culture. Are there other countries in Latin America who follow Prezzl now?
There are some few initiatives. I think the more aggressive one is the one in Venezuela. The government decided that they want to use free software. But one of the things that happened right after they show publicly their position was Microsoft started to do a huge lobby with the government, and they stepped back in some of the actions they decided to take. In Argentina, Microsoft decided the digital inclusion programs of the education ministry. We have a lot of influence of the big software corporations in Latin America. And yeah, I don't know another country that is doing a lot of like government stuff, like government pushing for this side in Latin America, but mainly Brazil and Venezuela, I would say.
Is there no lobbying of Microsoft in Brazil, or why has free software such a success?
Yes, there is a lot of lobby. Last year in the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates tried to schedule a meeting with the president, but the people who takes care of the president's agenda made sure that he would be too busy to meet Bill Gates. So we are trying to resist. Microsoft tried to sue one of the guys that is in the government. He was in the government as the head of this free software initiatives in the federal government, and he was like, Microsoft said, he gave an interview to a magazine saying that the strategy of Microsoft is the same of the drug dealers. They give you the first doses and then you have to pay after that. And then they said that they would sue him, but they never moved forward with that because it would be pretty ridiculous. But the government in Brazil is just a question of they are starting to think about these things, and nicer than that, I think the really cool part about having a country that deciding in this is not actually what happened in our country. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have like the Computador Popular, which is a computer with free software installed that is a bit, the government is not charging taxes for those computers. The taxes are much lower, and they come only with free software. So people can buy, like paying the equivalent of 20 to 30 euro per month during few years and get their computer with free software at home. So the nicer thing I think about all the things that are going on in Brazil are that Brazil is setting a model, and I think that's what the big corporations, they fear a lot, because is not only what is going on there. Brazil is a big economy, but in terms of IT, we are not a big market, right? We are not a big customer. But setting a model saying it's possible to do in another way, this is the most important thing that we can do. Show to the others that it's possible.
Thank you. So I would like to ask you something about another activities that you're doing. So you're a member of Debian Women, and you are involved in a lot of like feminist computer projects. So maybe you can talk about these activities.
I try to be involved in as many activities in this area that I believe that has a sense to exist. So Debian Women is one of them. There are others, one in Brazil called Projeto Software Livre Mulheres. What we try to do, like the Debian Women is a different project. It's a project with a specific target. They want to get more women involved in Debian development. What we try to do with the Projeto Software Livre Mulheres is a bit different, and is a bit more ambitious. Like we try to change the scenario of women in free software in IT, let's put that way, through free software. By talking with, not with girls 17 years old that are choosing what